Hello everybody, this is Captain Katz, and welcome to another episode of Red Shoe Shoots, where we talk about wrestling all the time, every time, and here with me, of course, is We Are Katz.
Yo-ho!
Alright, so this was a wrestling weekend. We just finished watching AEW's Double or Nothing, and just the day before, we also watched WWE Night of Champions. So we're just going to dive into both of them. First, we're going to start with WWE's Night of Champions. So, Night of Champions took place at
Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, at the Jeddah Superdome with a reported attendance of 13,000.
Yes. So, overall, the show was pretty good. Some matches were good, maybe like one or two were like, meh. But overall, it was a pretty good show. Okay, so what do we got first?
There's no pre-shows.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-show matches. But it's at the first one is the inaugural World Heavyweight Championship.
Yep, the big gold belt.
Mm-hmm. Clocking in at a little over 20 minutes. We have Seth Rollins defeating AJ Styles via pinfall. So he's now the first World Heavyweight Champion since they reintroduced it just yesterday.
Yes. Congratulations is already in order. Overall, the match was good. They both looked good. It was also said that Rollins is going to take a little bit of time off from the wrestling schedule because he is supposedly filming a new Captain America film.
Who is he going to be, a villain?
Or? We don't know. All we know is that he's in the next Captain America film, so
Most likely a henchman or something.
I don't know. But still, congratulations are in order for the new inaugural WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Seth Rollins.
Mm.
All right, what do we got next?
Singles match clocking at almost 15 minutes. Trish Stratus defeating Becky Lynch via pinfall.
This was good. It would have been even greater if there was a title on the line, but this, without the title, I think this is great. Trish Stratus looked phenomenal. Becky Lynch looked great. The ending was good. The twist at the end for the ending was really good. I think we might get the Man 2.0 out of this match. I'm kind of wanting to see where this goes. I'm going to take a guess that they're going to continue this up until SummerSlam, and then that's where they're going to finish off the story.
Mm.
So we'll just wait and see. But other than that, great wrestling match. They didn't get shortchanged with time. 15 minutes was a lot to tell a story. And
they didn't really, like when they first introduced women's wrestling into the what they usually do in Saudi Arabia, they didn't stick to, you know, like the basic wrestling techniques, right? They were able to do their own stuff, right?
No, they were able to do all their wrestling techniques. They still had to be fully clothed. But other than that, they got to wrestle.
Mm.
They got to wrestle, and they did a great job. They did a really great job on it. So, So congratulations to those two.
Next, we have the Intercontinental Championship, 8 minutes 35 seconds. Your Gunther, Walter, he retains by pinning Mustafa Ali.
Good match. This was really good. I think this was great, like timing-wise and stuff like that. Mustafa Ali was really good when he was trying to make his comebacks. Gunther, it's just very dominant. I think he's that close to Honky Tonk Man's all-time list of the title reign for the IC belt.
Mm.
And do I want it to be broken? You know what? Yeah, let's break it. He brought prestige back to that belt, and he's making that belt relevant again. It from a long time. The last time the belt was relevant,
isn't that when It became irrelevant. Isn't that the one when Stone Cold threw it over the river?
No, it became irrelevant around the 20, right before the 2010s. Don't get me wrong, there were some good champions that had the IC belt, but their reigns weren't that long. And some of those reigns were like kind of memorable, not memorable. This one is a memorable run because he won it in a dominating fashion and he's been defending it in a dominating fashion. Would I want him to lose the belt? Yeah, I do, but I want him to lose the belt after he beats Honky Tonk's reign. So he could be the guy. And I do want him to go after the championship, the big belts. It doesn't need to be now. They could try to set it up for like either WrestleMania or SummerSlam next year or something like that, you know? Or Survivor Series or something like that. But yeah, maybe sometime next year we'll get to see the ring general as, you know, the guy.
Then we have the Raw Women's Championship on the line at 15 minutes even. We have a new champion. Asuka defeated Bianca Belair. Pinfall.
Good match. I think this was the right call. Because, one, the people, everybody thinks that everything's going to be like, you know, oh, yeah, the heel, the baby face is going to win. Not necessarily. That was a huge, excuse me, folks. Okay, but yeah, the crowd was surprised that Asuka won, you know. And she deserves the win. Like, everything she's done up to now is just really great. And then, especially too, when she turned heel in her current state right now. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with Bella losing. I think this was the right call. I think Belair will win it again. Maybe sometime down the road. Maybe next year. Since this is already happening, I want her to go against Io Shirai. I want them to have a Joshi-style wrestling match. I want them to go top-notch, crazy, fast, hurricanranas, jumping off ledges type of wrestling. So, let's just hope for that. So, congratulations.
And one of the, well, I think this is the only low life of the night for the Women's SmackDown Championship, clocking in at just a minute and 10 seconds. Rhea Ripley retains,
retains.
Yeah, she retains against Natalya with a pinfall, but a little over a minute.
It was just a squash match. It was just a glorified squash match. So let's move it on.
And I guess this is another low life, if you will. Clocking in at 9 minutes 40 seconds. Brock Lesnar defeating Cody via a technical submission. They're doing Cody wrong.
Yeah. They are, but it better be a goddamn good payoff. If there's not a good payoff down the road, if he's not champion by next year or by the end of this year, why the hell did he, why are they telling, why did they let him win Royal Rumble then? That would be my question. It's like, okay, why didn't you let him win? Why didn't you?
Yeah.
And I'll bring this up on the final, on the, at the main event. But yeah, continue.
Actually, this next one is practically the main event. The tag match for the Undisputed Tag Championship, 26 minutes, 25 seconds. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn retains by defeating Reigns and Sikoa via pin.
Yeah. Good match. Good match overall.
Big pop for Sami Zayn.
Yeah. I'm not going to dive into that. everybody looked great, but I think people are already getting, I wouldn't say a lot of people, but it's starting to get stale. The Bloodline storyline, you saw how what happened. This week, there's going to be a lot of hell to pay, I guess. But also, are we going to see the beginning of the end of Roman Reigns' quote-unquote legendary run?
Well,
I hope
they should have gave it. They should have done it with Cody. It would have been huge.
It would have been, yeah. It would have been a wrestling moment, but instead,
unless they're trying to do it at SummerSlam,
I doubt it. If anything, at SummerSlam, they're going to have that rubber match between Cody and Lesnar. And then maybe
build up to next year's WrestleMania to do it.
Or Royal Rumble or something. I don't know. But yeah.
But like you said, why have him win, you know?
Yeah, if you don't. Because right now it's like, A, they don't know what to do with Roman Reigns. Because B, they don't know how they're going to, you know, how they're going to finish this. They just don't know. You're just throwing stuff to the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks. Overall, Night of Champions, a B. It was a B show. It was a good B show.
Mm.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, that was yesterday. Now, it's today. Today, AEW's Double or Nothing took place at
T-Mobile Arena in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. We won't know any of the official final numbers until maybe, say, tomorrow or Tuesday. But yeah, this was a pretty good show. It was a pretty good show.
A great counterattack against Night of Champions. I mean, Night of Champions only had 7 matches. Double or Nothing had 1 pre-show, and after that, I guess. Well, I call it 9, but people say it's 11. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to that detail in a moment.
Yeah.
But anyways, they had something to counter it. Yeah. And the shortest match was only, unfortunately, 3 minutes and 5 seconds. But there's a reason for that. And we'll get to that in a little bit.
Yeah. All right. So let's get going. So what was on the pre-show?
The Hardys. Matt and Jeff Hardy reunited with Hook. And they defeated a team of Ethan Page and the Guns via submission, a little over 15 minutes. And the stipulation was if the Hardys and Hook win, then Matt Hardy takes ownership of Ethan Page's contract.
So that's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. This was a good match. This was good. It was a great opener. It was a great way to like to get people in, get ready for the match, for the pay-per-view. I honestly cannot wait for Wednesday to see how this goes. So.
Mm-hmm. And right when they were still going to make this a pre-show match, unfortunately, it melted into the first match of the evening.
Mm-hmm.
So it looked like, and it looked like we were about to get it for free, but the broadcast ended with the FBI warning. So
right.
So we were like, ah, nuts.
True.
The first match is the 21-person Blackjack Royale for the International Championship. So this one took 22 minutes, 25 seconds. We won't really go over the list, but your champ, Orange Cassidy, out of all of that, retains in one of the major spots of the night. Well, rather, the anti-spot of the night.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, he was injured. He was going to take out Swerve Strickland. They were both ready to go outside. And he was going to do the orange punch. But, you know, being the slacker that he is, he just simply walked up, kicked the hand off, and Strickland fell down. So, the anti-spot of the night.
Yeah. Did I see this finish coming? No.
No.
Do you think everyone would have saw this finish coming? No.
No. And it looked like he was about to do it too, risk his hand, and then he just went, Do, 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 do. Kick. Ah!
Yeah. Was this the right call? Yeah. Overall, this was entertaining. This was great. This was entertaining. And a good palate cleanser to what the traditional pay-per-view would have been. You know, it would have been like a couple of single matches, then a gimmick match, then a tag team, and then the main event.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, this is good. This was overall good.
And I am wrong on this upcoming match that we're going to talk about now, because mm-hmm. I assumed this would be the very end, and I'm surprised that it wasn't.
Right.
It is the unsanctioned match between Adam Cole and Chris Jericho, with Sabu as a special enforcer. Unfortunately, Sabu was only there for just a hint of time, but he left his mark in a classical way.
Of course, if you're an ECW fan and seeing Sabu having legendary battles with RVD, Taz.
And this is the only second time where you see Sabu looking up at Chris Jericho, because they went up chair match.
Yes.
So two were just doing a chair match. Sabu beated him in the chair match, but he had to take care of the Jericho Appreciation Society.
Right. Overall, this was very interesting, very entertaining. FYI for everybody, this isn't the first time that Jericho and Sabu seen eye to eye or shared a ring together. The only other time that they did was at an ECW house show, and it was Sabu against Lion Tamer Chris Jericho.
Lionheart Chris Jericho.
Lionheart Chris Jericho.
Yeah, and then you had guest star Britt Baker getting her 50 cents in against Chris Jericho after what?
A dollar's worth.
Yeah, Soraya did to her. And then Soraya came and they did their thing. And the ref had to stop the match because declare Adam Cole the winner because Chris Jericho just couldn't respond.
Yeah, so.
And then later on in the... In the pay-per-view, Soraya and him were pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think they made it official this coming Wednesday on Dynamite. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a mixed tag match against Adam Cole and Britt Baker.
That's going to be interesting. That's going to mm-hmm. be interesting. That's going to be fun. And I just can't wait for it.
Oh. And so after that, it was the AEW Tag Championship. Clocking in at 20 even. A lot of stuff went down. But in the end, FTR retains, defeating Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett. Yeah. After losing two refs.
Yeah.
Because Mark Briscoe was the special guest referee. He did a great job calling it down the middle until Jeff Jarrett knocked him out with his guitar.
Kabong.
And then they had to get a ref, and Aubrey Edwards had to show up, but Karen Jarrett knocked her down with a guitar.
Come on.
And
spot fest.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, this was a good match.
And he had guest star Ric Flair in there, and I say that because Jay Lethal did the struts.
Of course. Overall, this was a good, entertaining match. This was also taken by surprise as well, because usually this would have been at the end of the pay-per-view. But they decided to do it in the very early beginnings. And I thought that, you know what, that was a good call. Good idea, good call. And a smart move. So let's just see how this plays out on Wednesday's Dynamite.
Yeah, and then we had the ladder match for the TNT Championship. A little over 17 minutes. And Wardlow retains by defeating Christian Cage.
Yeah,
excuse me, that spot where Wardlow went up that 20-foot ladder, and he had to do a swanton on Luchasaurus. Excuse me.
Didn't look pretty. Looked painful. Hope no one didn't get hurt. But overall, this was a good match. This was a good match.
Yeah. And then we come up to one of the issues here. Only clocking in at 3 minutes, 5 seconds for the AEW Women's Championship. Tony Storm defeated Jamie Hayter via pinfall. She's your new champ. Due to, one, the interference of the Outcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And two, a genuine injury on Jamie Hayter's right shoulder, I believe.
Yes.
And she really wanted to go, at least as champion, to All in Wembley.
Yeah. First and foremost, congratulations to the new AEW Women's Champion. Hopefully she has a nice good reign. As for Jamie Hayter,
hopefully there's a speedy recovery to the point where she might make a comeback at Wembley.
Yeah. It's one of those matches was like you just can't help but gotta take the result because the other wrestler's injured.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Yeah, but still, best of luck to you, kid. Best of luck to you.
And then we have the Trios Championship, clocking in at 15 and a half minutes. The House of Black retains by defeating, you know, they had a open match, you know, who's going to take us on.
Right.
And the Acclaimed decided to step up, but unfortunately, the House of Black retains by defeating the Acclaimed.
Yeah. Great match. This was good. Everybody played their parts role. Everybody knew their roles. Billy Gunn was just great in this one. The Acclaimed was great. The House of Black was great. This whole match was great. You couldn't ask for a better three-way. All right, what next?
Then we have, I divided it into two. It is for the TBS Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Clocking in first at 8 minutes 50 seconds, we have your champ Jade Cargill going against Tara Valkyrie, and Jade Cargill retains.
Yeah, very good match. Jade Cargill looked like a star. Tara Valkyrie looked like a star. They did really good spots and everything like that. I just hope Tara decides to do that and learn from it. So,
and I was a bit like, what the hell? Jade Cargill won again. But then she did I think at the last pay-per-view. All right, I want to do an open challenge. You know, like right here, right now. I feel like I want to do some more. Let's go. And who answered the call? Chris Statlander. She made her triumphant return. And at only 48 seconds, we got a new champ in Chris Statlander.
Yep. She just blew everyone out of the water. She just made her presence felt. Came out, did her job, went da-da-da, and new champion.
And left, you know, even myself going like, whoa! Mm-hmm. And next we have the first of the two main event matches. The AEW World Championship, the Four Pillars match.
Yes.
And clocking in a little under 28 minutes, your champ, MJF, retains after beating, you know, Jungle Boy, Darby Allin, and Sammy Guevara.
Mm-hmm.
And holy crap.
Yeah, this whole match was good. A spot fest.
MJF actually stopped the match for a little bit to hold the mic and be like, Sammy, come on. You got a baby on the way. Just lie down. Yeah. I'll pay you good money. Just lie down and let me take it.
Yeah. Okay, a lot of drama. There's a lot of storytelling to come out and stuff like that. And a lot of it hung out. It was just good. It was good. Was it one of MJF's best? Yeah, it was. Everyone else, too, who played long. I think they were their best top form for this match. And, this was good. This was phenomenally good.
And then, clocking in at 27 minutes even, is the second main event match, the last match of the evening. The Anarchy in the Arena match between the Blackpool Combat Club and the newly reformed Elite. And it turns out the shocking ending was Cyrus the Virus. Yeah. He's being Cyrus the Virus again against Kenny Omega. And somebody came in to mess with the match, and it was indeed Konosuke Takeshita. He's officially turned heel.
Yeah.
And it allows the Blackpool Combat Club to defeat the Elite.
Yeah.
Just after a lot of spots with thumbtacks, exploding super kick.
Yeah. Let's just put it this way. From beginning to end, this is the second type of match that they had to run this. And first time was great. I think this one blew out the first one. Not by a lot, but they blew it out of the water. Everybody knew their role. And the MVP of this one was Wheeler Yuta. My God. That boy. Like, round of applause for him.
And he gets to say all over Twitter, the trash that is Twitter, I'm the one who pinned Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
And nobody can take that away from him.
Yeah, no one can take that away from him.
Well, except for Claudio, because he lost his tooth again. It was a close-up.
Yeah.
And it was bloody.
Oh, yeah. So this was bloody. This was crazy. This was wonderful. Madness. No nonsense. This was one of those matches where you got to shut your brain down. Brain down or just shut it off and just sit down and just watch it.
And besides the mixed tag team match coming this Wednesday, what do you think is going to happen to everybody since they're all prepping up for, you know, the build up, you know the Dynamite after the Mega pay per view? They got to build up to, in this case, All in Wembley. So, and they're going to debut in our hometown. And we're actually going to go. But what would you like to see is the card, I guess.
Yeah. Sorry about that, folks. Lost the train of thought. This whole match was good. It was one of those matches where you just got to shut your brain off and just enjoy it for what it is. And it was good. It was bloody fun good.
No, I'm talking about, you know, what would we expect on Wednesday?
Oh, sorry about that, but I'll get to it right now. The match was bloody good fun. What we're going to expect to it is the aftermath. What's going to happen to the Elite after
loss?
The loss. Takeshita talks. Why he joined up with them. I think also too, every other match on here, I think we're going to address on Wednesday's Dynamite. We might see new storylines. Even during the middle of the pay-per-view. No, not during the middle of the pay-per-view. It was right before the pay-per-view started at the buy-in. We had the announcement of the Owen Hart Cup tournament. And the Owen Hart Cup tournament is going to start at the Forbidden Door 2.
So that means we might have a qualifying match or two.
Yeah, it's going to end at Calgary, home of Owen Hart. The old stomping grounds of the Hart Foundation. So that's just going to be great. I think a lot of new storylines, a lot of new stories, a lot of new everything, because they're going to try to set up Wednesday's show to set up Forbidden Door 2, wrap up the Owen Cup, get ready for that one, start getting people hyped up on it, and get ready for that Canada tour, and set up Forbidden Door, All in Wembley, and All Out. So keep your eyes out on what's going to happen, because it might foretell what's going to happen this summer. You know, and I'm going to say this right now, with Takeshita joining the BCC, I want Ibushi to come. Or they have him.
Yeah, because when you saw the betrayal of Takeshita, and then Kenny was on the ground, you know, after the match was over and they were beating the crap out of Omega, everybody started chanting, Ibushi, Ibushi. They were expecting, like, oh my god, if Ibushi came to save them, that would have been mega super, huge mega super pop. But it never happened. But people were still kind of chanting for it. Ibushi, Ibushi,
we Ibushi. I'm going to say this right now. I'm going to put myself on the record on this one. He might be coming to AEW if the story continues how the way it goes. And we might finally, we'll get the Golden Lovers reunion that everybody has been wanting. Like, don't get me wrong. I love them when I saw them in Japan, you know, at DDT, and then when they reunited in New Japan, I thought that was great. If you don't know who the Golden Lovers are, so sorry for you. You're missing out. So good. So good. Yeah. I hope they do. But if I'm wrong and they bring somebody else over to help out, say, like, I don't know, God knows, Okada or something like that, that would be awesome too. But, you know, one of Kenny Omega's greatest foes becomes his ally. Mm-hmm. You know, in case you don't know, they, Kazuchika Okada, Kenny Omega, quite possibly had the best wrestling trilogy of all time, one of the best matches of all time, and best rivalry of all time. So, you know how they say it goes, the enemy of my enemy is my ally.
Yeah, says, yes, no, didn't start. Yeah, it's the same guy who got massacred by his own people for doing something very bad.
Yes. But yeah, I think Wednesday is just going to be very important. We might get hints of what's going to happen or who might join or yada, yada, yada. And also for Collision as well. So
well, we might have more information on that on Wednesday. Yeah.
So, so yeah, we'll wait on that. So, what do you give Double or Nothing?
An A-.
A-. I'll give it a B. The reason why I give it a B, because the matches were good overall. It was just, the crowd kind of went dead for some of the matches. Not all of them. B, there was like one or two matches where it felt like, you know what? Either they kind of gone a little bit longer or they could have cut back on time. And then three, it wasn't that crazy like last year's. They didn't have that mystery guest. They didn't have that mystery pop. That massive pop, or, you know,
they didn't have, like, one, you know, like I said at the end where everybody was chanting Ibushi. They didn't have, like, a special guest appearance by somebody who may possibly join AEW.
Yeah.
Or was only there for maybe, you know, an upcoming pay-per-view match or whatever. You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah. And then plus there was rumors that maybe a CM Punk might have shown up. Well, he didn't show up.
But it might lead up to him showing up later with the new show that they're developing that will replace Dark and Dark Elevation.
For the time being, yeah. So, yeah. We'll just got to wait and see on that. So, yeah. There we go. That's it. Just a quick note. We are going to the AEW show that's coming this Wednesday here to San Diego. We're going to try our best to do a before or maybe after the show review, or just do it the day after, to tell you guys what we thought about it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to give out a lot of results because, you know, time difference and also what's going to be shown. Like, you know, a live show is going to be completely different to what you see on television.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll just do our best to report on how it is and everything like that. So, on behalf of We Are Cats, thank you guys so much. I hope you guys had a wonderful time. Have a wonderful week. Let us know what you think of the shows. Let us know what you think of the pay-per-views. Did you think they were good? Did you think they were bad? You know, or they were just meh, you know. Just let us know to the blog site. Let us know via Twitter. You know, we want to hear from you guys. So, that's it for Retro Shoots. We'll be back on Wednesday or either Thursday for a special podcast for Dynamite. And who knows what we might get lucky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, might talk to a wrestler or two. If, like I said, who knows. So until then, I am Captain Katz.
And I'm We Are Katz.
Thank you guys so much. I hope you guys have a wonderful time. Have a wonderful week. And keep watching wrestling. Until then, take care.
Yo-ho!